producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's work through a couple of administrative things here. Is Rob wanting to go now? Because if he is, we can go now. We hear rustling sounds.
Hello.
Well, okay. Well, we'll start with the first hour then instead of the second hour. I'll just do the monologue of the second hour. Coming straight off.
Hi, Bill.
Straight off the air. Good morning. I've got to introduce you first. Coming, just getting off of the road from the Gun Rights Policy Conference is the co-host of the Polite Society podcast, the writer of the Slow Facts blog, writer at ClashDaily.com, writer at AmmoLand, very much often republished all over the place, and that is, this is Rob Morse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. It was a wonderful trip.
Yes. Well, first things first, my understanding was that there was a whole lot of talk about Bloomberg. Why is everybody so concerned about Bloomberg? I know he's got the money, but, I mean, lots of guys have money that they throw at anti-gun causes.
Well, particularly his universal background check campaign, because we had the state leaders there from Washington, from Oregon, from Nevada, from Arizona, and these guys have seen the paid PR people in their state, the paid petition gatherers. These are the guys who've seen the statewide efforts to try and influence their legislators and talking about their efforts, both successful and unsuccessful, to try and stop it.
Yeah, but let's consider this, and you're sort of pragmatic on some of these things too. Isn't part of the problem here that we seem to be really good at going after something after it happens versus keeping it from happening?
Well, that's exactly the issue. And that was a topic of conversation about Arizona. It's easy to demonize the Democrat Party because that is often the source of many of the infringements on our right for self-defense. The Republicans in Arizona had a chance to do something preemptively that would have stopped this registration grab. That's called a statewide compact, typically in their case with Kansas, with New Mexico, with other states. And the Republicans walked away from it. It looked so much like a bunch of politicians wanted this fight because they thought they could use it to raise campaign cash from our side.
Right. Right, that's the issue, isn't it? That's always the issue. This is the whole problem I have whenever I go to a gun rights thing and there's politicians there.
Well, now, just to tease you on that. And
Go ahead.
There were politicians there. we had a presidential candidate come in. The governor of, it's in my show notes, Jim, what was his name?
Jim Gilmore.
Thank you. Jim Gilmore was there. We did not wand everybody in the room. They did not get pat downs. Of the 800 people, probably 200 were carrying a half of that openly.
Right.
And it was the safest campaign stop he'll make this campaign season.
The one of the things that I often want, and you and Paul both tried to get me, and I want to talk about what you and Paul did there, which was that the first time you guys have ever done what you were doing there?
Yes.
Okay, I want to talk about that later on in the hour. But one of the things about these policy conferences is this, are these things ever confabs where they get together and they actually come to a consensus and everybody agrees with everything? Because I know it was either last year or the year before, and rightfully so, Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation got called out for doing something pretty stupid.
Well, what he did, wait a minute, you just said, what should we do preemptively to stop a gun grab?
Right.
And Alan, to his credit, tried to do something at a national level that he thought would stop this gun grab. You can argue whether it was the right thing, whether it was effective, all right, but you can't both beat him for not doing something preemptively and then, you know, it was an effort. It is not a policy making body like getting together all the state chapters of the NRA. Nothing
right.
Like, no. But what you did find out is what's working where. For example, perfect example, and I think for me, the highlight of the meeting, we finally had Jim Irvine of Buckeye Firearms.
Right.
Who's spearheading, and it started statewide, a wonderfully successful effort to rearm teachers in the schools.
The FASTER program.
Exactly. And Jim, I'm going to tease your listeners because this is just so beautiful. He goes, they don't want it and they're doing it anyway. Each school district starts, no. We've been disarmed for years. We're very happy being vulnerable. And then they talk to someone from a different school district where there are armed teachers. And they go, well, okay, we'll reluctantly consider it. Okay, let's send an observer to the next training class. And they go and they see how phenomenally professional, and it really opens their eyes. They realize that a armed trained teacher is probably a better school defender than a cop, because the training is so focused on that one dedicated mission.
I actually know the guys that teach the teachers there.
Yeah. Isn't that well, and then the school district sends, okay, we'll send one person for instruction. What
right.
was it like to participate? Then the next year they get two. Then they get a teacher, a supervisor, and maybe a local trainer so that they can generate their, you know, build their own local cadre. And he goes, and he watches it grow school district by school district, state by state.
Well, the genius of what Irvine did was Irvine, he started and he invited the leadership of the Ohio General Assembly to come and take this training so that they would get behind what they were trying to do prior to them actually taking it to the, you know, to the street level and handing it off to the teachers. But we're coming up on the first break. Now that you're back in Louisiana, tell everybody where they can find the exhaustive things that... that Rob Morris does on a weekly basis, and you work a day job too. So I mean, you know,
well, unlike you, come on, we're all busy. We all have lives. Mm. Rob Morris at the Polite Society Podcast. That's at politesocietypodcast.com. Ammoland, Clash Daily, and my blog slowfacts.wordpress.com.
The culture wars. We've been meaning to talk about the culture wars, parts 1 through 4, which we haven't gotten a chance to yet, and we won't get a chance to do today, but that's coming up at a later date. And but this gun rights policy conference, Paul and Rob tried to get me to go to it, and I could not. So we're going to recap it right here, coming up for the next 3 segments. Okay, so everybody strap up, hang on. We'll be right back. My guest, Rob Morris, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teacher Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Joining me this hour from fresh off the road, the air, he was all over the place. He was flying, then he was driving, then hitchhiking, then after that, I think he finally came to rest. But this is Rob Morris from the Polite Society Podcast, fresh back from the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Any surprises there that you guys picked up when you were there? I mean, anything new coming out? Anybody emerging as a new star, or what's up?
Yes. I wouldn't necessarily say new star, but for example, you and I have seen more and more women in, you know, everywhere, at the gun show, at the range, at the gun shop, in training classes. And we had Cheryl Todd and Carrie Lightfoot there. Carrie Lightfoot is the gal behind a well-armed woman.
Right, right. I've heard Cheryl, of her. I don't know the other one.
Cheryl Todd and her husband still run a gun shop in Arizona, and they said, you know, we're answering the same questions over and over. If everybody who walks in the front door has the same questions, so does the general public. They started a radio program, a local station, but part of the Salem network. It comes on a Sunday, just to present the firearms community in a good light on a weekly basis, answer the questions. And she goes, it's so interesting because they get obviously a even broader audience and audience participation than you do just from the people they talk to coming through the door. But one thing they said is, yes, women are becoming a bigger part of the gun culture, but we need more of them at the podium for these conferences, the podium for training classes, and more of them politically active women testifying in front of the legislature. So we're seeing the corners of the movement stand up and grow.
Well, you know, here's one thing I wanted to ask you about. Now, you are a member of the Gun Podcasters group, right?
On Facebook?
I think Paul runs it, right?
I don't even know who the moderator is. Yeah.
I don't either. I just know that I got in under false pretense. Anyway.
Is that the witness protection program again?
It is the witness protection.
Ah.
One of the things that you're alluding to here is that there needs to be more women coming to the podium to, to a certain degree, this whole war on women nonsense, minutia that's
right
out there.
Right.
All of these programs they put forward to disarm women. Now, that's a war on women as far as I'm concerned. And
amen.
I look at this and I say, what a fine segue to go into to save the Second Amendment. Women can do it. And at the same time, I noticed in the podcast, on the podcast page, there were a lot of people out there saying, isn't it sort of bad to go into the whole subject of politics? Isn't that a turnoff? Will you get any likes or any reviews on this? And, my thought on that is this. If you don't get involved in it, you're going to wake up one morning and it might be gone, or it might be severely diminished, or at the very least, it may be so murky and muddy like it is in Washington State now with I-594 being in place and nobody knowing how that's going to work, that you're just in a state of confusion. I mean, why is this even a question in today's time with the kind of dissemination of information that everybody has at their disposal?
You're absolutely right. There is no claim by the anti-right side that gun control works. Absolutely none. But it lets politicians say, see, I did something, and it lets them, the politicians, get campaign donations from large donors. You know, nobody ever said that politicians are effective at solving problems, but they are effective at raising campaign contributions. So, no, we have to be involved politically or we'll wake up and find even more of our rights eroded. Now, one thing, these were the reason you wanted to be there, and I hope the reason you'll be there next year. By the way, I left somebody out. Rashad Gray was there, and he spoke. The Second Amendment Society in particular is trying to stand up an urban initiative. They'll have a conference in Cleveland later this year. So again, that's the minority outreach. Because, and John Lott spoke about this, the people who most desperately need the tools of self-defense aren't behind gated communities in Hollywood.
No.
They're on the streets of Watts and Compton.
Right.
Right. We need it on the Bowery, not in Manhattan.
We're coming up on the next break, and I was meaning to ask you this question, and I've just looked at the time, and I was like, "Wow, this is good time management."
Well, I guess when we come back up again next time,
right? When we come back, I want to talk to you about what you and Paul did, where you live streamed the event. Now that had to be a bit of a logistical lift, and for people that pick it up on the internet or something like that. I mean, it's not quite as easy as it seems. And not only did you guys do it, but you did it and you pulled it off and you had all the names show up to get a little FaceTime on camera, didn't you?
We did for a few minutes there. I felt like Bill Frady in the sense in a podcast, Bill, someone can stumble over themselves, spill a drink on it, and we can edit it.
Right.
We get a second chance. You and people with a radio program like Cheryl Todd, you don't get a second chance. It's live. What happens, happens, and you go with it and keep running. And when a guest in front of the chair sees somebody they need to talk to and they run away and you have to point across the room, put this pleading look on your face and say, John Lott, could you please, you know, change what you're doing and come sit and talk to us? And they do. Bless their hearts, they make us look good in that case.
See, this is why I don't need to come to one of these things. I'd be sitting down with one of these guys that I want to talk to, and they would have no media sense whatsoever that it's live, and then they're going to get up and say, hey, I know that dude, I met him back at the University of Chicago, going to run off and everything, and then...
Well, you've seen that happen in live play-by-play at a sports game. You know,
yes.
A celebrity walks up front to sit down, and the camera pans to them, and the play-by-play commentator comments during a break. Yeah, no, that's welcome to live radio, Bill. That's where you live.
Yeah, well, you know what? I may live there, but I'm constantly trying to renovate it. You hang on for me. My guest this hour is Rob Morse from the Polite Society Podcast. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. that one always ends because I'm used to music, and I'm just musing out loud there. I think Shane's on the other side there. That always ends on Phil Collins talking. I need to elongate that out a little bit because it always seems abrupt. I know it isn't, but, you know. Just pulling back the curtain to live radio. Isn't it gripping? Anyway, the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from the Polite Society podcast is Rob Morse. Now, Rob, you and Paul Lathrop, you guys live streamed the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Who all did you have to beg to be able to set up in a central location and get that out there? Did they know who you were? They wanted this to happen. How did that work? Because most people just think that you show up and say, "Hi, I'm with the media," and they're like, "Oh, let me bend over backwards and help you out." It's not always that way, is it?
We've been working with Alan for the last 6 months to have this set up. And we got there the day ahead time, got the cabling laid in. It was really pretty straightforward.
How many cameras did you have to set up?
Two? Yeah, easy.
Well, easy peasy, what, at 45 degree angles?
One on the podium, one on the guest that we'd have in. For a while, we had a third laptop that we just steel frames on that was looking back at the crowd.
Right.
It's not... if you watch it, you'll see that the production values are not up to broadcast studio standards.
You know, the reason I'm asking that is I've got a couple of ideas how to actually make that happen on the cheap. And I wanted to see if you guys had figured that part of it out. It's not, and the bad part of it is it's not something that some producer or some film guy came up with. It's a couple of kids on YouTube that figured out how to do this because they wanted to stream their gameplay. So,
sure, let's talk.
We'll
get together and talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, we will. We will. But out of all of that, when you were doing all of that, how many people actually that show up to this kind of thing nowadays, how many people are there to speak versus how many people are there just as attendees?
There were probably 50 to 60 speakers, right. 800 attendees.
Okay.
So, no, it's not. You and I have been at some academic conference where the only people who showed up were the speakers, but that's a different nature of conference.
Very rarely do those actually ever gather anybody. But if you have some sort of a gun, something, no matter where it is, you're going to get some people to just show up because they believe in it.
Now, here was a hadn't seen before face. Talk about showing up. A.W.R. Hawkins, who writes for Breitbart News.
Yeah.
Professor Hawkins.
Yes.
He was given the Journalist of the Year Award. Now, think Emily Miller won that twice for her series, first for her series on how firearms and self-defense rights were being abridged in D.C., then
right.
for her book, Emily Gets Her Gun.
Right.
David Kodrio won it. The guy who writes Dave Workman won it, and
yeah.
now AWR won it. So, well-deserved, and I spoke to him, and the guy talks like a Texas professor, which he is. He's a history PhD, and he goes, this is great. This isn't just, you know, politicians telling us what they want to hear. Here are the guys on the ground communicating real information. Well, it was leadership of the gun rights movement learned something. So did the guys who are collecting signatures at the local gun show. There was really something for everyone.
The thing about having A.W.R. Hawkins there, though, A.W.R. Hawkins will be, you know, Kodria is sort of a specialist. Workman is sort of a specialist, like we're specialists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having Hawkins, who's with Breitbart, one of the things I've noticed about some of these the bigger conservative blogs,
mm-hmm.
if they're going to write about guns, they only do well if they actually go out and get somebody that knows what they're talking about, like Town Hall did with Bob Owens. And,
right.
And I don't understand why more of them don't do it.
Now, I think AWR was self-selected. This is his passion. I think he now lives in Arizona.
Yeah, but he knew how to get Breitbart's attention enough to where they would let him do it. That's the other thing. You call somebody up and say, I want to be your gun guy, and they're like, well, we got that covered. Really? You do you? Okay. And inevitably, you know, something that you talk about, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but you and Paul will talk about something on the Polite Society podcast, and then 2 or 3 months later, you'll go to Fox News, and there'll be like this headline banner proclaiming what you talked about 2 months ago, like it just happened.
Well, now that was fascinating. Bill, your listeners are the intended audience for the Gun Rights Policy Conference, because the news we cover today, there's the guy who made it. You covered it. I heard it. The fact that Doug Ritter finally will get his day in court to fight the crazy knife laws in New York.
Right.
One thing, there was a lawyer there, wonderful gal. I didn't realize this. New York Safe Act effectively disarmed the Amish because they don't carry photo ID. And the person-to-person transfer, how firearms would be handed down generation to generation, can't occur legally anymore. Crazy. The reason is just, normally you and I would go, okay, small potatoes. The Amish culturally don't sue each other. That's not how they render disputes. They've got literally cultural prohibitions. You go to court, you get shunned in their community. And New York just squished them for sport. that infuriates.
I'm surprised they actually pay attention to anything that goes on there. I mean, with all of the open defiance on some of the stuff that happened coming out of the SAFE Act, and they're out there not... They're out there complying with them. Aren't they the ones that say you can't trust them English? I mean, why would they be trusting them now?
I can't answer. I think they try and be law-abiding. They try to respect authority.
Well, of course, everybody does. Yeah.
Except when it rolls right over you and stomps you and doesn't care.
Yes, that part of it. I don't have a problem not obeying law. If it comes down to that, I mean, I'm going to be nice and I'm going to try to be law abiding until I just can't afford it anymore.
and there were people commenting that the 95% of New York long gun owners who did not register their guns now appear to have made the right move.
Yeah, because Cuomo, somebody in Cuomo's inner circle got shot and died. And now he's just stomping. He's just up and down. He's calling for a national SAFE Act. That's what he wants. And they've already tried the whole cross reference thing with checking Rob Morse Zoloft, Rob Morse gun permit. In Albany, they wait for you to die and then they cross reference check that with gun permits. And if you die and you had a gun permit, they're circling your house while everybody's in visitation waiting for all that to be over so they can confiscate the gun.
And
so,
we talked about what...
Hang on one more time for me. We're going into the last break. You hang on. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Rob Morse from the Polite Society Podcast. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces, earrings, and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, and now Frog Lube is the official lubrication for the NRA World Championships. Coming from there on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour, who he and his partner were much more clever than I was when they decided to name their podcast. I had heard the phrase. I just didn't ever do the math, and they probably got it before I did anyway. But from the Polite Society podcast and Ammo Land and ClashDaily.com and the Slow Facts blog is Rob Morse, fresh off of the Gun Rights Policy Conference. As you look back at all of this and everything, do you think that this is evolving? Is it growing? Is it becoming something that nobody really envisioned for it to be?
Absolutely. And Alan Gottlieb said so as well. And as you can imagine, it started with a few state activists, a few legal scholars. Now, where else in the country could you or I walk up to a buffet table and have Alan Gura walk up right next to us and start munching down and join the conversation? Now, I will admit, when a man who's been in front of the Supreme Court, he or Dave Hardy, you know, the legal brains of our pro-rights movement, when they talk, I tend not to ask questions. I tend to just shut the heck up and listen,
right?
Because I really can't ask. So they're lawyers who are as passionate as you and I and are coming to this new. They didn't know this entire body of work exists. They're getting activated. We had doctors walk up. Yeah, I got uncomfortable both from what I saw from my patients. For me, I want to help defend the right of self-defense. And all of a sudden, they discover Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership at this conference. There's something for everybody.
So we got the women. And you know, doctors are a big group of people that most people don't really know how many of them actually carry a gun. I mean, I've spoken to some, and I'll be told by, like, Dr. Fred, who's helped me out a couple of times. He's like, you know, Bill, you'd be surprised how many of us actually carry a gun. Oh, really? And he's like, really? So, and then we got the women. The women now, do the women know about the Gun Rights Policy Conference? Are the women that are showing up, do they get it? Do they understand exactly how much power they wield in their new world they've discovered?
Now, that's a great question. The ones who spoke did, and they were the ones calling to, you know, their compatriots, come on up. There's room. The water's fine. There's room in the movement for you. Let me do one bit of housekeeping because I just realized I got a text message. Not sure. Everybody knows where to find this conference streamed. We, just like your podcast, Bill, we stole this idea. You could see it live on YouTube, and as soon as we closed that segment, it becomes a YouTube video to pick up. So if you go to YouTube and search on Gun Rights Policy Conference 2015, it comes right up. It's at the top of our YouTube channel. Let me find my clothes and my wallet, and then I will have it posted on my blog along with a list of the speakers for each segment.
Sure. I've never had a guest ask me about letting them get their clothes, but that's cool.
The low crawl, the last 300 yards.
On a logistical front, you know, one thing that I have noticed, I didn't decide to use Google Hangouts or Google Plus, or I like using it. Okay, but like in the Google Plus Hangout right now, I've got 11 people. I don't know who they are. I can't interact with them. I don't know how to do that.
Right.
And I would love for them to be over in my chat room, but in order for there to be a video in the chat room, I have to do it at Google Plus in order to port it over there. And the one thing that occurs to me is it would really be nice if there was a platform just for us to use to put video there and then port it into our website. Wouldn't that be good?
When you figure that out, share that with us, will you?
Certainly I will. I'll be making a lot of money. I'll talk to you from my beachside hammock in Aruba as I sip on the drink with a little umbrella.
You and Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, me and him. I don't know if I want to sit next to Jimmy. He's on, you know. Just a little too old for me. A little too old for me. Now, do you have any idea of what we have to look forward to coming out of this Gun Rights Policy Conference? Now, do they understand, for example, I think there should be some, and I've never been to one, so I don't know if there's actually any of this in there, but you have SHOT Show, which is coming up in January, where most everybody there, they want to say it's all about the gun industry, right?
Well, it is. At SHOT, that's where you meet, greet, and order your year's inventory right there.
Yeah, but I think that some of these guys... Here's my problem with the whole gun ownership conundrum here. With the numbers we have of people that own guns, we should be able to own the elections.
Yes.
We should be able to get out there and decide who the president is. I have so many people in all of the different things that I do, they'll get out there and they'll call in and they'll say, I'm not voting for so-and-so if he's the de facto, I'm not voting for the status quo, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. And I'm just thinking the whole time, well, if you would be active in the run-up to this, you wouldn't have to make that call now, would you? Because you would get to pick who you want to be the nominee.
Particularly, you're talking about the power of the primaries.
Yes.
And there are a lot of gun rights groups. The Firearms Coalition, Jeff Knox was there, yep, talking about it, that he spins this up each election cycle. They're preparing their candidate information now. You're absolutely – Bill, you and I have been at gun shows. There's our local state group saying, sign a petition because we're trying to leverage your membership in our organization to save your gun rights.
Right.
And you see guys pull a little power trip. I'm too important to get involved in politics. And you go, well, won't this come as a surprise to you when they take it away?
Yeah. Well, I know.
You're absolutely right. Now, someone was talking about lobbying, and they had this wonderful phrase. A politician is elected by, what, maybe 25% of the adult population that actually cast a vote for him?
Yeah, that might be about 30-some-odd percent. But, I mean, well, it's awfully low. It's an awfully low percentage.
half the homes in America have a gun. So when we go talk to our legislators, which one of us is a special interest and which one is defending a broad public interest? We are.
Well, yeah, and we've got to learn how to bring that to bear, because it is an empty threat to get out there and say, how many postcards would you like there, Senator, if we can't deliver the postcards? You know what I'm saying?
There have been. It was interesting to hear people from New York and New Jersey. You and I think of them as terribly anti-gun states. They are. They earned that reputation. They worked hard to get it.
Right.
On the other hand, there have been times when they've gotten their membership riled up, and the politicians call up the organizations and say, please make it stop. I can't put my phone in the cradle. I can't, you know, you guys have flooded my office. And you go, no, Senator, no, Assemblyman, you make it stop. You go make the public state. It'll stop as soon as you stop it. There are little moments of beauty like that.
Yeah. Well, as we run out of time, we will have to circle back and get on this culture wars thing, because I really want to get into the culture war, because that's a perfect way to put it. It's an ideological culture war, and we are two Americas, and I think he pretty much nailed it. But as you finally get to sit back and not do anything for a moment, tell everybody one more time how they can find Rob Morse.
All of my writings are collected at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Individual articles are up at Amoland, at Clash Daily, and of course, you can see our weekly podcast at thepolitesocietypodcast.com.
Give it a listen. Very serious undertaking, the Polite Society. I tried to go on there and be a clown. They just had none of that. They would not let me do it. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me after all that traveling you were doing. I will talk to you soon.
It's been great, Bill.
Yes, sir. We're going to be right back, rolling into hour number two on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.